It's hard enough to make it to be an Army Ranger, but how do you get to be the best Ranger in the Army, and by extension, the best man in the armed forces? We'll find out in a few days when the Army stages its 33rd annual Best Ranger competition at Fort Benning, Georgia. Joining me with more, Sergeant First Class Gerald Nelson, himself a one-time Best Ranger. Sergeant Nelson, great to have you on.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
First of all, Rangers, we should explain to the people that may not know, is the elite within the Army.
Yeah, I say they are the elite light infantry force in the world, in my opinion. The Ranger unit is the 75th Ranger Regiment. The Ranger School is the school where you would go to become Ranger qualified.
And so you already have to have made it into the Army and in good standing before then you can be selected for Ranger School.
If you came into the Army, you would have to volunteer to go to Ranger School, and then your unit would decide if you were worthy to go, and then you would come here to Ranger School, and then hopefully do well enough to earn your Ranger tab.
Only Rangers can then enter the Best Ranger competition, correct?
Yes, sir. This year, you have to be Airborne Ranger qualified.
Tell us about the competition. What happens? What is the goal here?
It's probably the most elite endurance military competition in the world, in my opinion. You would start, normally it's around 60 to 70 hours of straight competition. There's no sleep or any rest designed in the course itself. So you would start Friday morning at 0600, and it would continue all the way through till Sunday around 1600. And you would compete in 25 to, say, 35 different events throughout that entire time.
So you're likely to miss church that Sunday.
You will definitely miss church, but I'm sure there will be a lot of prayer going on.
And so how many people, you say about 60 or 70 hours, how many people are involved?
Each year we try to take 50 teams, which is they're two-man buddy teams. The Ranger buddy system is what we call it. You're only as strong as your weakest link in the military. So what we do, instead of it being an individual competition, we buddy two Rangers up, and that kind of it kind of mirrors what you would do in the regular military. So you'd have two-man buddy teams. We take 50 teams. 100 competitors will start on Friday morning, and normally 24 teams will finish on a Sunday afternoon.
And what are the criterion? Is it a timed event, or is it just being able to complete certain tasks?
Well, it's anything that you might do as a Ranger, and anything that Rangers may have done throughout history. So you may see guys out here throwing tomahawks. You may see them shooting bows and arrows, shooting older World War II-style weapons, and then all the modern-day equipment would be used as well. So they'll shoot the weapons that we use currently in the military, and then we try to throw a little twist in there all the time because a Ranger should be adaptive and be able to just figure out a way to accomplish any mission.
And so at the end, there must be judges along the way to watch what's going on.
Yeah, we have graders at each station. You're given your task conditions and standards of how we want you to do it. So each of the competitors and each team has to do whatever the event is the same way. There are graders at each of those stations, and to make sure that the standard is upheld.
We're speaking with Army Sergeant First Class Gerald Nelson, and we're talking about the Best Ranger competition at Fort Benning. I imagine having teams of two means that there's additional pressure not to drop out, even if you were, say, inclined to drop out all by yourself. You've got that buddy who may not want to.
It does. And that's kind of what I was talking about before. In combat, we often talk about, some people fight for country, some people fight for honor. But most of us fight for the guy to our left and right. So you don't want to let that man down to your left or right. So this competition is kind of the same thing. That guy that's with you, that's your buddy, that's your team. He's all you have to lean on. So you have to stick with him, and you want him to do as good as he possibly can. And you want to make sure he makes it through the competition. So there is added pressure that way.
And those graders, are they on the job also from 6 in the morning on Friday till 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday?
Well, it's just kind of a world-class event. This thing is, there's different events, and it continues to move and move and move. So these guys may grade something early in the morning, say a PT test, and then they're grading the foot march later on that afternoon because they had to break down that one event and then move over to get ahead of the competitors and set up another event. So those guys are pretty much working quite a bit for the 3 days as well.
You said there's no sleep or rest during that period. What about food and water?
Yeah, they're given a certain amount of food, as much water as they want to drink. So we give them, I think, 6 MREs to last the 3 days. And I could be a little off on that. It might be 8. But it's not near enough calories to be able to sustain the physical exertion and things that they're going to be doing. So it's not quite enough food, and they have plenty of water, and then, like I said, there's no rest designed. And they'll put anywhere from 50 to 90 miles, depending on, you know, how strong they are in that 3 days.
And what about spectators? Can members of the public or the families come in and watch what's going on?
Absolutely. It's open to the public, 06 in the morning. They're able to come out here to Camp Rogers here on Fort Benning, Georgia. They have opening ceremonies that start then at 06. And then the end of the event, there's what we call a super supper, a picnic, to where we'll announce the winners that evening once the competition is complete. But it is open to spectators, and we invite everyone to come out and watch and see what some of these amazing soldiers are able to do, because we're going to put them to their physical limits.
And once someone is named, or one team is named, the best of the Rangers, what do they get as an award for that accomplishment?
The actual winner's trophy are 2 Colt 45 pistols. So each of the winners of the winning team will receive 1 Colt 1911 45. It usually has an engraving on it. Mine said World's Best Ranger 2005.
And I imagine some of the higher-ranking officers must come out and enjoy this thing, too.
Oh, yes, sir. This is, like I said, this is probably the biggest military competition there is. So, yeah, you'll have all kinds of different general-level officers and congressmen and different representatives from across the country that have come out and watch this thing.
Are there inter-service competitions that follow on to this, maybe the best of the Air Force, the best of the Marine Corps, that type of thing? Does that exist at all?
I'm sure there's other competitions throughout the military, but this one's actually open and are open to all of our sister services also. Air Force, Marines, Navy, those guys are allowed to come to Ranger School and become Ranger qualified. So the competition is open to them as well. They just have to meet the criteria of being airborne Ranger qualified. So it doesn't matter if they're from Air Force, Navy, Marines, or the Army.
Army Sergeant First Class Gerald Nelson, hey, thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me. And like I said, again, I just want to promote this in a good way, and I invite everyone out to come see what these amazing soldiers are able to do Friday the 15th at 0600 to 17 April around 1600. Come out and see it.
All right. You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.